From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. President Donald Trump says he's made a decision on the International Iranian Nuclear Agreement, but declined to reveal to reporters what that decision was. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson late Wednesday met in New York with the other signatories to the nuclear deal.
He had made a decision. He has not shared that with anyone externally. Prime Minister May asked him if he would share it with her, and he said no. So I think, as the president's always indicated, he will let you know when he thinks it's useful to let you know, and he doesn't share his forward planning with people.
Mr. Trump, who has been critical of the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action, or JCPOA, has until October 15 to inform Congress whether Tehran remains in compliance with the two-year-old deal. Meanwhile, Iran's President Hassan Rouhani said at a UN news conference, any country that tries to back out of the agreement would do nothing but embarrass itself. During his UN remarks, Mr. Rouhani said Iran would not be the first country to violate the agreement. Meanwhile, General John Hyten, head of the U.S. Strategic Command, said Iran is operating under the deal while also rapidly deploying and developing a series of ballistic missiles of all ranges that pose a challenge to the U.S. and its allies. Togolese security forces opened fire Wednesday on anti-government protesters, demanding an end to the rule of President Faure Gnassingbé. Rights groups say one boy was killed, more than two dozen other people were wounded. Tensions in the tiny West African country are on the rise since protests broke out last month over an effort to reimpose a two-term limit on presidents. The Gnassingbé family has ruled the country since independence for 50 years. Tuesday, the parliament failed to approve a measure providing four term limits. This is VOA News. The leaders of the U.S. and South Korea are expected to meet later Thursday in New York on North Korea, following President Trump's warning that the U.S. is prepared to destroy the North if the U.S. and its allies are threatened with nuclear attack. Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe devoted his entire remarks to the UN General Assembly Wednesday on the threat posed by North Korea. Mr. Abe warned that Pyongyang's nuclear weapons either already are or are on the verge of becoming hydrogen bombs, and the means of delivery sooner or later will be intercontinental ballistic missiles. He said now is not the time for dialogue, but pressure. Japan Forum for Strategic Studies Senior Research Fellow Grant Newsham said Mr. Abe's policy closely resembles that of its ally, the U.S.
I think Prime Minister Abe realizes that Japan's interests and his interests are in staying as close to the Americans as possible. And what he said does align with what Mr. Trump has said.
Meanwhile, South Korea announced an $8 million package of humanitarian aid to North Korea despite geopolitical tensions. A Red Cross truck carrying aid to Rohingya Muslim refugees crashed Thursday in Bangladesh, killing nine aid workers. The driver apparently lost control near the border town of Cox's Bazar, where hundreds of thousands have fled violence in Myanmar. In Rakhine State, several hundred Buddhists tried to block an aid shipment to Muslims. Police had to fire warning shots and made several arrests. On Wednesday, Vice President Mike Pence called on the Security Council for strong and swift U.N. action to end nearly a month of violence in western Myanmar.
And now we're witnessing a historic exodus. Over 400,000 Rohingya, including tens of thousands of children, have now been forced to flee from Burma to Bangladesh, with more following every day.
Myanmar's vice president told the UN Wednesday the security situation in his country is improving, with no new clashes reported since September 5th. Spanish government is preparing for more protests as Catalan separatists take to the streets following a central government crackdown on those behind an October 1st independence referendum. Protests like this one occurred in Madrid and Barcelona. Police have raided Catalan government offices, arrested local officials, and seized millions of ballot papers. The country's constitutional court suspended the vote as unconstitutional. In Mexico, authorities now say 240 have died following Tuesday's major earthquake in central Mexico that collapsed buildings. Rescuers are working to locate survivors. Hurricane Maria has been upgraded to a Category 3 storm after lashing the Caribbean island of Puerto Rico Wednesday, plunging the U.S. territory into darkness. The storm caused widespread flooding, has left at least 10 dead on its course through the region. Iraq Thursday launched an operation to retake the town of Fallujah from Islamic State.
That's the latest world news from VOA.